Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Diarmaid Martin, the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, revealed today that his car was attacked by anti-mask protesters earlier this year while attending an Islamic gathering at Croke Park, and labelled Satan by the protesters while some of them sang hymns to Our Lady. Well, the Archbishop joins me now to talk about his experiences and the growth of the anti-mask movement in Ireland. And you're very welcome to the programme, Archbishop. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
A remarkable revelation, really, and very concerning. Your car was attacked as you attended an Eid ceremony in Croke Park in July.
To attend. I must say that the interesting thing was the staff in Croke Park were very upset to see this. These were people who were there shouting, screaming, banging at the car, pushing at the car. It was very sad. For example, if the Gardaí tried to do anything immediately, they turned on the guards and said, "What's your number? We're going to report you." But what worries me is that these are the people who are there protesting against an Islamic celebration are the same people who are out there protesting against mandatory mask wearing or other restrictive measures.
And just before we get on to that,
anti-immigrant in tone.
Okay, and I do want to hear your thoughts on that. But just in terms of the incident itself, can you just tell me a little bit about it? Were you in the car? Were you near the car?
There was a group there at one of the entrances to Croke Park, and they were shouting, saying the rosary. My car arrived, and somebody then saw me, and they immediately then surrounded the car. And began, first of all, banging at it and pushing it and shouting and getting in the way and being quite insulting and violent they were as well, you know.
No,
I wasn't really, but the guards were there and would have intervened. But see, they can't either. I mean, the right to protest is there. But it's the negativity of these people, and it's the first time, as they say, it was anti-Islamic, and the image of Islam that and of Irish Muslims that they were giving had no resemblance to those people. People were coming together, and they were also saying that Croke Park is a national shrine to Irish Catholicism, and that the foreign Muslim shouldn't be allowed.
Was that the first time anything like that has happened to you?
Yes, with that level generally speaking, I live a normal life and have no great difficulties. People are very respectful. They treat me like anybody else. I mean, I go out and do my own shopping, and people come up and tell me jokes. But what worried me, and why I mentioned it last night, isn't about what happened to me, but there's a trend there that all of us should be concerned about. We should not tolerate or not put up with religious intolerance. These people who are present in all sorts of other events and protests, there's a level of negativity and violence and generating fear and anti-immigrants, when just at the moment we don't need negativity and fear. We need some way in which we can generate hope and confidence and purpose. I mean, I would say that today, probably, in the uncertainty as to where we're going, I'd say a lot of people are very, very down and depressed. We need to be building up. Even mentioning these people, I wouldn't want to give them too much oxygen.
No, I understand that. I suppose it's just the visual for people, or even the idea of the scene where you're in a car and they're banging on it, they're singing hymns to Our Lady, they're saying the rosary, they're calling you Satan. There's a lot of religious talk in all of that conversation.
That's why I feel that I can say something and should say something. Because I don't want these people bringing their religion and bringing Catholicism into other negative sides in our society. So I think we really do. People need something very, very different. Uh, and uh, you know, that I'm always afraid of negativity, and always you know, people who use violence in that way as well. You know?
And I know you're concerned about the anti-mask protests generally, that they could grow and attract disaffected people.
Well, you know, one of the things we learned as I was saying to somebody last night, if I'd been told last year there's going to be a disastrous global pandemic, medical disaster, very few of us would have said, I've asked what has to be done. Very few of us would have started talking about hand washing and entertaining a safe distance from others. We have to realise that in the particular situation, that responsible behaviour is as important as clinical medicine in fighting infectious diseases, not just this particular one. And that anybody who then begins to put an ideology which drives people away from what is responsible behaviour, then they're becoming a danger in society.
And do you think it's a far-right ideology that we're seeing?
I think very clearly it's a far-right ideology, especially it becomes, is that becomes more obvious when they, in their attitude towards immigrants and people of different faiths.
Just before I let you go, Archbishop, there's a debate today about a move to level 5, and as it stands, it means no public worship again, weddings limited to 6, only 10 mourners at a funeral. Now, we're not there yet, but if we do go there, would you still be advocating for access to public worship, or what's your feeling on it?
I think there are occasions in which it would be legitimate to suspend, and is legitimate to suspend, public worship for in very specific circumstances and for a limited period of time. The important, I was impressed by the Taoiseach just said, you know, if we impose harsher measures anywhere, there must also be an exit strategy. There must also be, we shouldn't be getting across, you know, just about the danger. We should be able to say if we act properly, we will come out. There will be light at the other end. Mm. And, you know, churches can bring that contribution to people's mental health, spiritual well-being. I would say lockdowns, they limit human interaction. This is one of the negative aspects of them. But I think, you know, the church particularly should be asking itself, how can our faith communities be agents of hope in a situation? You know, we're going to face huge problems of unemployment, of mental health. I can understand that. If there are restrictions on public worship, they should be limited. There should be a way out. And people remember that public worship actually contributes to the common good.
Archbishop of Dublin, Diarmaid Martin, thank you very much for joining us.